This is DOE, SBIR Talk.
In this tutorial, we're going to shed some light on how to assemble a viable team that is well qualified to execute an SBIR or an STTR award. The SBIR-STTR programs are highly unusual in that the awarding agencies fund innovations that are high risk. This positioning places more attention on the qualifications of the team. Because although agencies are willing to fund high-risk technologies, they are not willing to back a team that appears to be poorly qualified. The small business applicant must start with relevant technical core competencies and must then evaluate the areas of expertise and experience needed to execute the proposed SBIR or STTR project. The potential applicant must make an honest assessment regarding how the education and experience of the current team stacks up relative to the expectations of DOE program managers and their reviewers. However, an honest assessment of oneself is often difficult, so turning to respected advisors is helpful in this regard. If your assessment or that of your advisors surfaces gaps or weaknesses in your team's qualifications, then team members should be added. A cautionary note, do not add team members to your SBIR-STTR proposal who you do not plan to use on the project if it is awarded. This is referred to as window dressing and is usually easily identified by DOE and its reviewers. This will result in a poor evaluation of your proposal. Instead, add team members whose experience and education can both improve the qualifications of your team and contribute significantly to the SBIR or STTR effort. The SBIR and the STTR programs were designed with the expectation that teaming with outside entities and individuals may be necessary. The SBIR program allows up to 33% of the Phase 1 research to be contracted to third parties, and this increases to 50% on Phase 2 awards. In the STTR program, at least 30% of the research must be subcontracted to a nonprofit research institution, also called an RI, such as a university or a federally funded research and development center. DOE's FFRDCs are listed in the DOE Funding Opportunity Announcement, or FOA. The applicant's small business must conduct at least 40% of the research on an STTR proposal. These minimums leave another 30% that can be conducted by the applicant, by the RI, or by another third-party subcontractor. These parameters apply to both Phase 1 and Phase 2 STTR projects. Much could be said about the importance of the relationship between the small business applicant and the RI on an STTR project. Suffice it to say that these two parties should conduct due diligence and evaluate compatibility before entering into an STTR relationship.
There are four ways to add new members to an SBIR-STTR team. First, an individual can be offered a position with the applicant's small business. This offer might be made contingent upon award of the SBIR or STTR proposal that is being submitted. If offering a position based on an award of a Phase 1, please consider that the small size of most Phase 1 projects may make it difficult to offer full-time employment. In addition, long-term employment may be problematic during the gap that often exists in funding between the end of a Phase 1 and the start of a Phase 2 project. Second, you can contract some of the SBIR-STTR project to an outside entity. The DOE does not make a strong distinction between subcontractors and consultants, but consultants are usually defined at DOE as individuals, while subcontractors are usually part of entities or organizations. A university faculty member may be this consultant if their institution permits it. In SBIR, as mentioned earlier, this individual could perform up to 33% of the Phase 1 research effort and up to 50% of the Phase 2 work. In STTR, the individual could do up to 30% of the research effort in addition to the 30% that must be conducted by the RI. Be sure to have a consulting agreement with this individual, which should address intellectual property and the consultant's obligations to meet all relevant federal regulations and policies that the small business applicant agrees to in its SBIR-STTR award agreement. Third, you could add to your team by using a subcontractor. An STTR project requires that the small business applicant contract to a nonprofit entity, typically a university or FFRDC. Contracting is permitted in SBIR, and the subcontractor can be for-profit or nonprofit, large or small, and even foreign, as long as all SBIR work is done within the United States. Again, a written agreement should guide the relationship between the subcontractor and the applicant's small firm. Fourth, you could expand your team by creating a joint venture with another entity. This rarely occurs, but might be appropriate if two small firms, for example, want to collaborate on a Phase 1 SBIR project, but both must contribute more than 33% of the research, but not totaling more than 66%, and therefore one cannot serve as a subcontractor to the other. Two or more for-profit small firms can form such a venture and submit an SBIR-STTR proposal under its name. The resulting joint venture must still meet the eligibility criteria of an SBIR-STTR applicant, i.e., not more than 500 employees and at least 51% owned by U.S. citizens or permanent resident aliens. Joint ventures are a relatively rare phenomenon in SBIR-STTR. And while they perhaps sound like an equitable way for two equal partners to collaborate on an SBIR-STTR project, joint ventures must be carefully structured and be governed by a well-crafted agreement to avoid problems later on in the relationship.
So there's no single best way to find appropriate individuals and entities to add to your team. Existing relationships may be a good source because both parties know each other and have worked together. You may also want to look at previous SBIR and STTR awards by going to sbir.gov, where you can search with relevant keywords. In this way, you may find other small firms working in a compatible area with which you could team on a future SBIR or STTR project, or you could find the name of a university or FFRDC that has served as the research institution on a previous relevant STTR project. An RI with previous experience in STTR may be easier to work with because they already understand the program and its RI role. If you are applying to an SBIR or STTR topic where your work will eventually become part of a larger system or program at DOE, then you might ask the program manager or the topic author if they could introduce you to system integrators or first or second tier suppliers with whom you could begin to develop a relationship. If your commercialization strategy calls for you to license or sell your technology to a large existing firm, then it is good to identify candidates that might have an interest in your project early in this process. Two quick words of advice about this search for new team members. First, this could take considerable time. So once you have scoped your project, identify what you are going to do and then begin the search immediately for complementary additions to your team. Second, realize that DOE requires a letter or statement from a consultant, subcontractor, or research institution as part of your proposal that indicates that they are willing to be part of your team, that clarifies the role they will play, and describes the compensation they expect. DOE provides specific requirements for those letters, so check the current DOE FOA for details. Finally, be sure to identify and describe all key members of your team in your SBIR or STTR proposal. It is unacceptable to just write something like "to be identified" when referring to the PI or any key player on the project. DOE expects you to have your team identified by the time you submit the proposal and will evaluate the merits of your proposal in part on the qualifications of that team. Only less critical members of the team who do not have unique expertise can be left unidentified. For example, an electronics technician with commonly available skills. It is also not necessary to identify team members who are administrative in nature, but it is increasingly important to include those who will bring commercialization expertise to the team. In closing, be sure to allow enough time to assemble a winning team.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.